The Senate Committee on Education is considering one bill that would require school districts to give an estimation on how much money a referendum will cost an average homeowner. A second bill would eliminate permanent operational funding increases. Kenosha Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss says his district was forced to go to referendum even after closing seven school districts and cutting the budget by $1 million. Voters turned down that request in February.
These bills around referenda questions are really treating a symptom. I don't want to lose my ability to go to the community. This really is our only lever. There are not another seven schools in the city of Kenosha that I can close.
Since February 2024, voters have been asked 210 times to approve operating referendums. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.